The Alaska Maritime National Wildlife Refuge stretches from the islands in the Gulf of Alaska to the end of the Aleutian Chain. It's managed as a resource for Alaskans, but only a lucky few will get to experience it. KIAL's Ann Hillman spoke with two photographers who are trying to bring the Maritime Refuge to life for the rest of us.
Tom Colopy and Mary Frisch sit in a bouncing skiff taking photos of remote parts of Unalaska Island.
If that rock face in there had a little light on it.
They constantly change out lenses, play with their settings, and pass the two cameras back and forth, making it unclear who took which image.
And when people ask us who took that picture, we say, we don't know. One of us did. It's so much easier than saying, well, I got that one and he got that one. But if they persist, I said, well, mine are the only ones that are in focus.
The couple started shooting together 12 years ago after their late-in-life marriage. They started their nature photography business on a whim.
When we decided to just leave everything in Minnesota and move up here, our accountant says, sounds very prosaic, but our accountant says, make it a business, it'll pay for the move. That's how it started.
On this excursion, they're traveling through the Aleutians to shoot a large-scale exhibit featuring the landscapes and wildlife of the Alaska Maritime National Wildlife Refuge for the Islands and Oceans Visitor Center in Homer. Though they've done shows with large panoramas before, the Maritime Refuge offers new challenges.
We haven't ever tried to do a panorama from a moving platform, and it definitely is going to create challenges putting things together, but I don't think the problems will be insurmountable.
They're trying to capture the enormity of the landscapes, unending green hillsides and craggy gray rocks, for people who will probably never get a chance to see them.
Trying to produce images that give the viewer the sense of what it's like to be out in a place like this, that's a kind of a daunting task.
That means hoping the light is right to shoot hundreds of photos in only a few days, then trying to stitch them together to produce 2-foot by 8-foot images and even larger. Though their photos have been featured in galleries and museums around the state, they're still hypercritical of their own work.
Half a dozen times a year, sometimes at the same time, sometimes at different times, each one of us will look at the work that we've done and just say, why do we even do this? You know, we ought to get rid of our cameras and just go hire somebody to do it.
I think what brings us back, makes us pick up the camera again, is that sense of beauty, a sense of awe, a sense of wonder. And you do want to share that.
They also work hard to make sure they share more than just work with each other.
When we're working together, usually myself or him insists on stopping the work and just hugging each other, giving each other a hug, remind each other why we're here and what we're doing.
And they're trying to remind Alaskans what the Maritime Refuge can mean to them. In Unalaska, I'm Ann Hillman.